Do you realize that you called the police department?
No, I didn't.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most elven podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up?
I'm an elf.
Andy's going to try a Pathfinder tonight. That'll
be
fun.
Oh, pop my cherry.
Don't worry, we'll be gentle.
Oh, thank you.
No, I won't be gentle. I'm just kidding.
Oh, just spit. Just use the spit. Bite the pillow. Going in.
Going in dry. No, there will be plenty of lube for you. We'll help you.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I know everyone, too.
Yeah.
So that's nice, too.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
The comfortability's there.
Yeah. It'll be fun. Yeah, Andy is an elf ranger.
Hell yeah. Shooting arrows and shit. That's all.
Yeah. You know, I just realized since your favorite enemies are humans, if for some reason we were to fight, I would be one of your favorite enemies because I'm human.
Well, let's not fight.
I'm just saying, you know.
It turns into like a Captain America, Iron Man thing.
Yeah.
This is happening.
So, might as well get Pathfinder from last week out of the way.
Yeah.
See, it's even tougher now because it's literally a week from when I play to when I tell the story.
Yeah.
So
write it down.
Yeah, I should. I should really write it down or just set my tablet to voice record while
that's
playing.
Great.
Yeah. So, Tyler's Kingdom, shit's going to go down if he stays a half-elf. Because people don't like half-elves, I guess.
What about full elves?
Yeah, they're not big fans.
So,
Avalon is coming, and they expect him to be there in his human form. So, basically what he was day one when we started playing.
All right.
Now, he's already been a woman. Now he's a half-elf male. So, we're trying to figure out ways like we could do this. Stefan's like, you know, maybe I could disguise you. I have a disguise kit. And he's like, maybe, you know, we could just tell them the truth that you're a half elf. Like, what can we do? And so we called out our succubus.
Nice.
And we asked her, it's like, is there a way we could make him what he used to be? You know, like a human male. She's like, well, you could make a deal with the devil.
Oh, God.
And I'm thinking, yeah, well, he's going to do that. He's like, okay, go on. I'm like, what? And so
this is twos, right?
Yeah. And she's like, you have to summon a devil and give him your soul in exchange for 3 wishes. And he's like, okay, how do we summon this devil?
Oh, he's just going right along.
She's like, you could sacrifice either a virgin, a child, or a loved one. Tyler is lawful good. He's lawful good.
Oh, man.
So I'm thinking, like, there's no way he's going to go through with this. No way, because he's lawful good. And Austin's one of those GMs that I hear a lot of GMs will just simply say your character wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But Austin let him do that. But there would be consequences.
You'd have
to do,
nice.
You'd have to do an alignment check.
Austin, is he a really good DM then?
I would say so, yeah.
Nice. Cool. That's nice.
So, and she said there's a fourth way. You can have someone else sell their soul to summon the demon, and then you can sell your soul to get the wishes.
Okay.
He kind of looked at us and all was like,
Nope.
So, what he did was he had the succubus go out and find a virgin. And we're like, oh, my God. And so we're all like, okay, my character's leaving the fucking room. We're not.
Nope.
We're not being a part of this at all. I was just like, no. Not even dealing with this. So the succubus is like, okay, Celine is the succubus' name. She's like, okay, sacrifice her. So Tyler walks up. And Austin's like, I want to see you do the motion. How do you do it? And so Tyler kind of goes, like, I guess barely cuts her neck, and he's like, okay, she's muffled screaming, and a little bit of blood's coming out. You know, it's like, so what do you do? And then he goes the opposite end of the spectrum and is like hacking away. And we're all like, holy shit, dude, you just hacked away her throat. Like, what the fuck? I think at this point I sent a text to another friend of mine. I was like, things are getting fucked up tonight.
Oh, man.
Like, things are fucked up. So we sacrificed her, and this demon shows up, and he's like, you know, you get 3 wishes. You have to use them within 24 hours. Choose your words wisely.
Oh, it's like a bedazzled devil. You're going to do something, and yeah. Something else will get fucked up.
Yeah. There was a good opportunity for Austin to fuck him on something, too.
Really?
I forget what it was. I don't remember. There was something where he was like, show me... Oh, yeah, he said something like, show me the location of... Oh, we'll get there in a second. We'll get there in a second. So, the demon goes away. Tyler has those 3 wishes, and Austin's like, okay, alignment check. You know, you did something way outside your alignment. And he can only take ranks in samurai if he's lawful.
Oh, God.
Austin was going to roll for neutral evil. So he would have had to make... he would have had to make, like, 6 alignment checks. And each time you fail an alignment check, you get a penalty, like a negative level or something like that. Tyler rolls, 20.
Oh, no way.
Literally the only thing he could have got to save himself.
Oh, my God.
That's when I texted you going, oh, my God, this game.
That's insane.
So the way he's reasoning it was because he was supposed to be human, so Avalon didn't get pissed, he's justifying it in the fact that it was for his kingdom. So that's why he's still lawful good. He rolled a fucking 20.
Man.
Funny enough, this is the second alignment check he's rolled a 20 on.
He is lucky.
He has
done
that
twice now. You know what I'm
not looking
forward to? I'm not the best of luck with dice rolls. So we'll see how this goes.
Oh, God. I just cannot believe it. Because another one that we all failed, he succeeded at. And then this one, he succeeded at again. Rolled 20. He got to summon a demon, sacrifice a virgin, and stay lawful good. So his
he got lucky.
Yeah, he got fucking lucky. His first wish, he wished to become a human, and he worded it well enough that he was
okay.
Back to his first form. Which I gotta remind him to... He needs to take like 2 out of his decks and put it back in strength. When he changed races to half elf, he got a little bit weaker, but got more dexterous. And so we're telling him all these things he could do with like the next 2 wishes or something. You know, bunch of money, magical weapon,
an army.
No, he wants dragons. And we're just like, no, no, no.
Man.
So he had to use a wish to summon a different demon. So that demon could show him the location of dragon eggs.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And guess where they were?
Where?
Right inside the Avalon Castle.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Avalon's coming?
Yeah. So, and we were in Avalon at this point.
Oh, okay.
We had gone there after he got the wishes, we had gone to speak to the Inquisitors and everything. Gotcha. And they're in Avalon, so we go back there. And... He's like, all right, guys, we got to go get these dragon eggs. And all of us are like, fuck, no, we don't. We're like, you can go by yourself.
Yeah, that's just nothing but bad could come from that.
I don't know how, but he talked us all into going. So at first, Stefan was like, okay, draw me a map of where these are, because he knew exactly where they were. He's like, draw me a map, and me and Tyler Swanson will go in, and we'll get these dragon eggs. And we'll book
it. So you guys have 2 tanks now. Swanson.
Yeah, we have 2 tanks.
Nice. It means Andy can stay in the back.
Well, I guess technically we have 3 tanks. We have a samurai, then New Girl is a fighter, and Tyler's a fighter.
That means Andy can stay in the back. Fire shit.
So they get to the castle, and they're talking to some guard, and he's like, Tyler is saying, like, oh, I'm here to speak with the queen, it wasn't the queen, it was someone, some handler of the princess. He's like, you know, she's gonna be in our family soon, because if you remember from way back, he was gonna have his brother marry her so they could join the 2 kingdoms or whatever the fuck. Well, first of all, he was botching this whole explaining what he's there thing for, and then Stefan was like, hey, can I talk to him privately real quick? And the guard's like, okay, whatever. And he's like, "You didn't draw me a map, you moron." So they had to excuse themselves. And at this point, he convinced me to join because I'm a way better talker.
And so your diplomacy is really high then?
Yeah, I didn't have to roll any diplomacy checks, though.
Hey.
I just talked my way through it.
Nice.
Basically, you know, I came in and I pretended to be like his assistant. And I was like, you know, we'd like to spend a moment with you guys, you know, joining kingdoms, whatever. Maybe we should take a walk in the garden. So we take a walk in the garden. Stefan runs in there. Opens up the thing and it's like a bunch of loot. There's two dragon eggs there. One's white, one's black. Oh, yeah, he's supposed to release one dragon and keep the other.
He should probably keep the white.
Yeah.
That seems like a better idea.
One is supposed to be evil and one's supposed to be good. So, yeah.
But what if it's a trap?
I know.
Like the black one's the good one?
I know. Oh. I don't know. Also, hanging above the eggs was Tyler Swanson's first character, Maldrick, the one that went evil on us. His talking sword was up there.
No way!
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God, I hate that sword. And the sword is, like, trying to convince them. He's like, come on, take me. Take me with you.
God.
Here's what I thought was going to happen. They were going to take the sword with them, and he was going to be like, help, they're stealing me.
Oh, that would have been.
They ended up taking the sword. The sword didn't cause any problems.
Oh, that's good.
Which, fucking great. Now we got that sword with us. So we made it out. We got two fucking dragon eggs now. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
Don't know what to do with them.
Well,
what we should do.
Make some dragon omelets?
Yeah, someone should distract Tyler and we destroy those fucking eggs.
Oh my God.
He would be pissed.
Well, I'm not chaotic neutral anymore. Went down on some eggs.
That chaotic neutral, that wouldn't change your alignment and smashing those dragons.
Sweet. I love chaos.
Because you're neutral and you're chaotic.
I can do what
you
I want.
See those eggs, you're like, dude, if those hatch, we're all fucked.
Omelets for everyone!
Yeah. Oh my God, we should make him an omelet. We should feed him as dragons.
Oh my God. All right, everybody go to sleep. Except you.
Oh my God. That would be funny.
Barbecue one. That'd be fucked up.
That would be fucked up.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else happened this week? Oh, yeah. My fucking sink got clogged.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We eventually dealt with it, but it was clogged for a couple days. We kept trying to do it ourselves, and we didn't do it. We had to call a plumber.
Really?
Yeah.
What was up with it?
I don't know exactly. Just put a drill thing down it.
They got those cool, every once in a while when the plumbers come to Panera, they got that sweet, like, drill they just stick down there and just
But what sucks is, so, you know, dishes kind of piled up. And then the day the plumber came, I saw an ant in the kitchen.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck, no.
So, nope.
So, yeah, so then after the plumber fixed everything, I cleaned the fuck out of the kitchen.
Nice.
Like, I was like, I had a bleach spray, and I was like spraying the counters. Shit. I'm like, no, no.
Not in this house.
I put cinnamon along the...
Oh, yeah.
Along the seams of, like, the wall and shit like that.
We did. We had ants, but then we put out some ant traps, and it was like a week.
I put some stuff like a week ago out along the house.
That's always a good idea to do.
Yeah. So hopefully that helps too. So I haven't seen an ant since.
That's good.
Which is good.
Bastards.
Yeah.
They're under your sink, man.
Actually, they're coming in by the fucking back door.
Oh.
There's like a little crack.
Have Max get on that.
Have Max come on.
Train him to hate ants.
He catches flies.
Really?
Yeah, Max does.
Damn.
Yeah. He eats them. He eats the flies. It's hilarious.
Good for him. Good for him.
I'll be in the other room and I'll all of a sudden hear like a smack against the window because, you know, the flies flying against the window and Max will just go grab it with his mouth. It's hilarious.
Good dog. Good dog.
Yeah. Good dog. You know what I just realized? You'll be able to see all our HeroScape stuff, too, because we played in the same room. All
right. Cool.
The map will probably still be up and everything.
Nice.
I won HeroScape last week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I won. Yeah. Nice. I won with an Android team.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice. I had Iron Man Mark 1, 2, 3, and 5.
Ooh, nice.
Stealth Suit Iron Man and Hulkbuster Iron Man.
Nice. Hulkbuster's good.
Yeah, with Iron Man 5, you can draft the other ones and make them androids. So it's like, you know, in the movie when he had all the other ones operating by themselves. Yeah. That's kind of
nice.
And then I had Awesome Android, Arnim Zola, Vision, and Ultron.
Nice.
Ultron has this ability where if he causes a wound with his special attack, if you roll a 20 and you roll, like if you roll 20-sided die and roll a 20, which you can add for every wound you caused with that attack.
Oh, damn.
Which is like a max of 5, so it's not super crazy. But you can remove all the wounds from Ultron.
Oh.
I got that 4 times. Oh, 3 of them I rolled a 20.
Snap.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So he has 13 life. Twice, I had 12 out of 13 wounds, and I rolled a fucking 20 on that
damn,
thing.
You went to Pound Town.
Yeah.
Nice.
I did.
Nice.
It was pretty sweet. Oh, yeah, Stefan. We actually built this map really, really tall, so there was, like, extreme falling damage, which we've never had before.
Ooh.
Fucking, who did he use? I think he just used the space gem, but I'm trying to remember what... I guess it doesn't matter, but he grabbed my 2 remaining Iron Men near the end of the game and just threw them off.
Damn.
Yeah, he was just like... He's like, if Ultron doesn't come out, more are gonna die.
That's awesome.
It was pretty awesome. Especially because I won. So, you know, if I wouldn't have won, I would have been like, come on, you threw my guys off.
That's not nice.
But since I won, I was like, ah, that was funny.
Nice.
Oh,
good spirits. Gaming?
Gaming.
Gaming.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is Gaming News on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
The cast of Left 4 Dead Survivors revealed. Now, Left 4 Dead Survivors is a... Left 4 Dead game that's going to be in arcades in Japan.
What?
The story is set as Japanese students going to America at the worst possible time.
Really?
You want to see the arcade? It's down here.
Interesting.
They blend both Left 4 Dead and Left 4 Dead 2 together in one and recast the protagonists as Japanese characters.
Huh.
This is a team up between Valve and Square Enix.
That's interesting. Dude, Half-Life 2 Survivor was fun.
Was it?
I've played it once. Just once. But it was awesome.
Something you might expect. Performance Design Products is making a GameCube-style Wii U controller to coincide with the Smash Bros. Release.
Nice.
They're looking at retail of $25.
That's not bad for a new controller.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. A lot of people like that, I bet.
The GameCube controller was goofy as fuck.
Yeah.
But it's so good for Smash. It is. It's
awesome. I actually really enjoyed the GameCube controller. As weird as it was, I liked it. It was a good controller.
It was quite a goofy controller. All Nintendo controllers have been weird since N64.
Oh, God, the
N64. N64 so controller, weird. GameCube controller, then you had the Wiimote.
Yeah.
Then you had a fucking tablet.
Yeah.
The Pro controllers are good, though.
That's what I bet.
Chuck E. Cheese is going to feature Oculus Rift at select locations.
What?
If they have one here, we have to go.
Yeah.
We have to go to Chuck E. Cheese to play.
Really? That's cool, but Chuck E. Cheese?
Yep. Oculus Rift.
Cheese.
You'll get to play.
Fun story. We've met the man who started Chuck E. Cheese.
That's right. We did. We met Nolan Bushnell at SDC.
Yup. And he started Chuck E. Cheese.
Better known for starting Atari.
Yeah. But pizza and arcade games, Chuck E. Cheese.
That's right. He signed your ex-girlfriend's boobs, didn't
he? Yeah. I think he also signed my phone case, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Nice. Or was that the nerd?
I had a bunch of people sign my phone case.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I had the nerd sign my phone.
How do you feel about this one?
Oh, my God. YouTube will probably, this is still a rumor, but will probably soon be buying Twitch for $1 billion.
How does it make you feel? Because I know you're an active Twitch user.
Everyone keeps getting bought by bigger fucking companies, and then their user, how do I put it? They ignore the users. I don't know exactly how to word that, but... You know, like YouTube, you know, it got bought by Google, and then every fucking weekend it has, like, a new fucking update.
That is
true. People are like, stop changing it. Seriously, we just got used to the last one. But they continue to do it, and they ignore everybody.
Hmm.
I mean, I know that Twitch is, they've been expanding quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. If I was the owner of Twitch, I would take the deal in a heartbeat.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, as a user, though.
As a user, I don't know. The jury's still kind of out because YouTube could do a lot with Twitch, you know?
I saw the one positive thing is that it would have Google's back end to like support Twitch's streaming so they could do higher quality streaming.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
That would be very nice. Yeah, I don't know about it. We'll see. I believe that already does it.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of gaming news this week. They released the Arkham Knight trailer, the PS4 and Xbox One one.
Oh my god!
Batman!
Batman!
God damn, that game looks so good. Doesn't Destiny come out very soon?
Yeah.
I think I might pick that up.
Really?
Just because it's Bungie.
Yeah.
And they don't make bad things.
Well, it depends on who you're talking to.
I guess so.
There's always someone out there that's like, Halo Reach wasn't that good.
But they made Halo.
Halo's fun.
Yeah. So they did Halo.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to technology.
Back in my day.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
Phonopaper. It's one of those apps that is useless but so cool that it feels like magic from the future when you're using them. What this does is it scans printed sound waves and turns them back into music.
That's awesome.
That's fucking sweet.
Is it free? Click on that virtual ANS because that's the PC software you need for it. Oh, it's free.
How the fuck did you find that so fast that it's free?
Because just look at the website.
Just look at the website.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a point.
Yeah.
I thought you saw something like right away, and I was like, where the fuck did you find that?
No. Yeah. I was just looking at the website.
Oh, and they have a donate button. Yep. That's a dead giveaway.
Yep.
If they have a donate button, the program's free.
That's crazy.
That is awesome.
So, Phonopaper? I just want to see how much it is.
Live looking up apps on the podcast. Andy, what iPhone is that?
5S.
It's a 5S? Yeah. You got a black case for it?
Yeah.
That's nice. Is that made of rubber?
Silicone.
Silicone? Really?
Oh, paper.
You know they make breast implants out of that.
I do.
They also make them out of saline.
So. Dude, I don't know what's been going on lately, but Bing has twice taken over as my main search engine on my iPhone.
What the fuck?
I know. I'm not enjoying it because it's like, do you want to make Bing your search? And I'm like, no.
Why don't you just use Apple Search?
No.
You can use Apple Maps. Remember when Apple Maps
bombed?
Told us a liquor store was like a veterinary.
Yeah.
Or no, a vet was a liquor store.
Yep. Yep. All right. Apparently, because I'm not hooked up to your Wi-Fi, I can't see the price. So
really?
That's shitty.
What about 4G?
I turned the 4G off since I have the 2 gig data plan so that it doesn't, so I can't act like I'm not like, oh, I really want this app. And then I like download a huge app.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, well, fuck it.
Seems interesting, though. I mean, because we could, oh my God, we should make a clip of the podcast and print it out.
Oh,
and play it on the phono paper.
Man. Do it.
That would be a great way to send secret messages.
That would be, actually.
Yeah. Oh, my God. If I still worked at Panera, I'd totally be sending you messages under the door.
Oh, let me just sing them out here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There is a flexible LED studio light that can be rolled up like a blanket.
That's pretty.
How is that?
And that's pretty
that's
bright.
Pretty
too.
Cool. That is extremely bright.
Wow. That's neat.
I like this opening line. Short of solving world hunger, there doesn't seem to be much LEDs aren't good at.
Dude, LEDs in general are just awesome.
I do know one thing LEDs are not good at. They don't get hot enough for streetlights to melt snow. So when snow like blows into the streetlight,
yeah,
it doesn't get hot enough. And I think I actually did this for public speaking class. That was a few years ago. But I think they're making some that are a little less efficient and give off more heat enough to melt the snow.
That makes sense, though. Because if you have streetlights covered by snow, you can't see shit.
Because LED lights don't get hot.
Interesting.
I mean, I've had, like, you know, like LED Christmas lights, you don't just hold on to that stuff. But the old stuff, you know, you'd be like, ow.
Yeah, the old ones were really hot.
Yeah.
That's neat. You can make an LED blanket.
That is sweet.
That's awesome.
That's very cool.
Technology.
The Army is redesigning its smoke grenades for the first time since World War II.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Huh.
According to Kit Up, Army smoke grenades have long used a mixture of a substance called hexachlorethane and zinc oxide.
Yeah.
Did I get hexachlorethane right?
I think you did. Hexachlorethane. Yeah, that's how I said
it. Nice. See, that's why they pay me the big bucks.
The big bucks are free.
Yeah. The result is a composition capable of pulling water from the atmosphere and doubling the amount of smoke produced.
That's crazy.
The downside, it also produces a very toxic smoke-borne substance called zinc chloride.
Huh.
The U.S. Army Edgewood Chemical Biological Center is leading the charge to replace it with one of four options, each of which uses a unique composition. First, a zinc-free version that's similar to a good old grenade currently being used, except without all that acrid toxic smoke. All
right.
The second uses magnesium and aluminum to create a dense white cloud of metal oxides.
Nah, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, the third is based on lithium combustion technology using lithium salt to whip up a cloud of smoke.
Oh, the fourth.
Fourth sounds crazy because none of its ingredients are water soluble, huh?
Wouldn't contaminate the water supply.
Yeah. Instead, it uses a plastic matrix to encapsulate chlorine.
Oh, ooh, chlorine. No.
I got a bad whiff of chlorine in chemistry class in sophomore year.
How'd that go?
Burned my lungs.
Yeah, chlorine's evil.
I hurt for the rest of the day.
The first one seems like the most smart one.
Just a zinc-free version. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Three-hit combo podcast telling the Army what to do.
Do this! Mm. Ooh, I saw Godzilla.
Did you? How was that?
Fucking
oh, yeah,
good.
You told me about that.
Very good.
Wasn't?
Very good.
I've heard a lot of good things.
Yeah. It's a watcher.
I am almost done with Final Fantasy VII.
Nice.
I'm about to show down with Sephiroth.
Oh, yeah, you're there then.
Yeah, I'm
nice.
In the crater.
What's
climbing
your levels?
Down. Almost 60.
Okay, yeah.
I think I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
I haven't really had a hard boss fight, so.
All right. Sephiroth can just be a bitch, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have the Highwind? Or no, who are your characters?
Yeah, sorry. I have the Highwind.
Nice.
My characters, I'm using Cloud, Tifa, and Vincent.
All right, cool.
Yelp complaints are being used to track food poisoning in New York City.
That's actually kind of smart.
Mm-hmm. The job of the city health departments includes tracking down food poisoning, but unless that poison gets serious enough to warrant a doctor's visit, most instances just fall through the cracks. Now that's where Yelp enters. Because if you get sick somewhere, of course you're going to go on Yelp and be like, do not eat.
Hey.
Leaking from every orifice. computer program searched almost 300,000 Yelp reviews, 9 months worth for word filters like diarrhea and vomit. I guess that's where you would go.
Yeah.
Wow. The investigations even tied the outbreaks to a specific dish at each restaurant.
Holy crap.
House salad, shrimp, and lobster cannoli, macaroni and cheese, spring rolls.
Holy crap. Well, one, that sounds weird. Macaroni and cheese, spring rolls.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. That I mean, that's clever of them for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So more power to them. Every once in a while, we'll get a food poisoning thing at Panera, and
really?
We have to just be like, "Ma'am, you are the only person that has called about this. If it was more, if it was food poisoning, we would have more phone calls."
A lot of people just want to blame shit on other things. Like, oh, I ate at Panera, and 2 days later, I got sick. It must be food poisoning.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's
dude,
it.
We had a lady come in who apparently found a corner of our mac and cheese in her group soup of broccoli cheddar. She bought it Friday. She came in Monday, didn't have a receipt and didn't have the Mac or the soup or anything because she's like, I just threw it away. I didn't want to eat it. I'm like, why didn't you just come back that day? And she was like fucking raging. She's like, I want a refund. And I'm like, well, without a receipt, I can't do a refund. And she just went fucking like rage mode. People are stupid.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
People are stupid and don't understand things. And this lady's like 45, so she's a dumb bitch.
All right, Andy, that will do it for technology news.
Are the newspaper and the internet letting you down?
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
We're here to give you the best of the best. This is news.
I want you to be surprised.
Okay.
I just shut Andy's monitor off. The controls are right by my hand. So.
That's actually pretty nice.
A sick Red Robin worker may have exposed as many as 5,000 people to hepatitis A.
USA Today actually told me about that. I was like, oh, man.
On Wednesday, county health officials announced that people who visited the chain's location in Springfield between May 8th and 16th may have come into contact with the virus.
Oh, God.
However, since the employee worked at the restaurant for several months before the infection was discovered, it's possible that many others who visited the location may have hepatitis A.
Oh, my God.
The contagious virus, which upsets liver function, is spread by touch and also through contaminated food and water. Symptoms of fatigue, abdominal pain, nausea typically do not appear until several weeks after exposure to the virus.
That is just a PR clusterfuck right there.
There's probably someone calling. Oh, my God. Can you imagine the people calling?
Oh, God.
There's probably someone who has, like, an upset stomach. Job. And they call and like, you guys gave me hepatitis. Ma'am, have you gone to the doctor? No, but I have an upset stomach. I would like a refund on my meal.
They're probably going to get sued.
Mm-hmm.
You know what sucks in this day and age is that everybody fucking sues everyone. It's just, It's dumb.
Yeah. A woman getting off a bus was knocked out by an airborne deer.
Awesome! That is awesome.
A Washington, D.C. woman was getting off a bus Friday morning when a leaping deer sprang out of nowhere and knocked her to the ground.
Oh my God, that's a story right there.
She said, just like a big white light hit me, I fell to the floor and I didn't get back up. I'm still in a little pain, but I'm going to be okay.
Mallory just got hit by a deer.
Witnesses said the deer had been walking up the road but appeared to become startled by the crowd of people outside the bus and was attempting to jump over them.
Oh, man. Dude, deer can jump fucking high.
Yeah, they can.
Like, unrealistically high for those skinny-ass legs they have.
A cat brings home a bag of weed.
Good kitty.
A cat in Ashmore, New Zealand returned home from a jaunt outside with a 0.2 ounce bag of marijuana in its mouth.
Oh, my God. It probably liked the smell of it.
The cat's owner promptly called police to report the drug trafficking feline.
They arrest the cat, and he's like, I don't know where the weed went.
He said the police officer said the woman said her cat had given her a bag of drugs.
Oh, my God. How do you respond to that call? What?
The contents were valued at about $130.
Jesus! $130 bag of weed. Your cat just brings all up in you.
Just showed up with it.
Wow.
Fucking cat.
What's up?
And that leads us to our final story, which is actually a 911 clip.
Oh, sweet.
This is the reason specifically I wanted to surprise you, because the headline gives us away.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's listen in.
911, police, fire, medical.
Hi, where can I get some marijuana?
Excuse me?
Where can I buy some marijuana this morning?
Do you realize that you called the police department?
No, I didn't. That's very interesting. Well, let me ask you the same question. It's a legitimate question.
Which question is that?
Where can I buy some marijuana this morning?
I would have no idea, sir.
You would have no idea. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God!
You realize you called the police department, right? No, I didn't.
Oh, that's beautiful. I'm glad you surprised me with that. Oh, my God.
I can turn your monitor back on.
No, I didn't. He's so like, his voice was so like sing-songy, like, no.
But he was already high.
Probably.
He's like, oh, I'm out.
Yeah. I need to call. I need help. 911.
Oh, my God. I wish they had a picture of this man.
Unfortunately, they do not.
I know.
Washington County 911 would like to remind the public that 911 is only for emergencies.
Jesus.
He should have called the non-emergency number.
That's a big number to remember, though.
503-629-0111.
Call for some weed.
All right, Andy. That will do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. Whoa, that's a short episode.
Oh, damn.
Oh, well.
Hello, my baby. Hello. All right.
Remember to find us on Facebook, facebook.com/38combopodcast, twitter.com/38combopc. That is the number 3PC stands for podcast. I tweeted today on that account.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I lost a follower.
Oh, that's why I kept showing up on my phone.
Really?
I lost a follower.
Yeah.
Nice.
Email us at 38combopodcast@gmail.com and find us on YouTube. Search 3HitComboPodcast. For Andy, this is Matt signing out. Thank you.